You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Day one of the San Jose Sharks 2024 development camp. Stars and heroes of tomorrow, some drafted by the Sharks just days ago, are all in San Jose this week to work together, show the staff what they can do, and prepare for their hockey futures. Our Dan Rusinowski got to sit down with a few on Monday, starting off with last year's number four overall pick, Will Smith.
Will Smith joins us here at Sharks Development Camp, and your first opportunity since signing a professional contract to work with real pros. What was your first day like?
It was good. It was fun to get the gear on again and be around all the guys.
What's the biggest transformation that you're going to have to make in your game as a professional, dealing with an 82-game schedule and with maybe less practices than you're used to?
Yeah, obviously that kind of went into my account of when I was going to sign, that it's going to be more wear and tear on the body. And obviously the summer's huge to, you know, put on some weight and get faster so your body can take care of itself during the year.
Well, you look like you're in great shape, and also it looks like you have put a couple of pounds on. How do you do that? What's your progress?
A lot of eating and working out, pretty much. It's pretty simple. I just got to stay consistent with it, and got to give a shout-out to my mom. She helps me a lot with that.
Well, we expect that for sure, and you always like that good old home cooking. That's important. What also you have is an opportunity now to play alongside the guy who won the Hobey Baker Award, Macklin Celebrini. You're on the ice first time as a teammate. It's still got to feel a little bit strange, though, doesn't it, since you played against him?
Yeah, it'll definitely be a little bit strange, but a lot better. So I think us together will be pretty fun and don't have to go up against each other anymore.
What about the all the hoopla surrounding that and how you're going to approach that as the fourth overall selection the year before?
Yeah, I mean, it's all fun and games. We're here for a reason, and that's to win. And obviously, you're going to need a lot of pieces to do that in this league. So we needed him, and it's obviously huge he's here.
Well, we had 17,000 people that were able to show up for the draft party the other day at SAP Center. That's really one thing. But also, at the very first practice, there were a lot of fans that were cheering you guys on. What did that feel like?
Feels good. I mean, there's definitely some excitement around the organization right now, and I think we're pretty pumped, too.
What about the way your day is going to work now? Because you've been used to going to class during the day, and then you go to work out at the gym or at the rink, and you have games on Friday and Saturday. How are you going to manage your life now?
It's different. It's a business. We're here to win, like I said, and obviously you got to get your work in when you come to the rink and be ready for the games. It's a lot more.
How do you like the talent group that you just stepped on the ice with today? I know it's only one day since we talked to here, but what about the talent level?
Some really good players. Obviously, they did their research for the draft, and obviously, again, guys from NCAA and CHL and over in Europe. So I think it's we got a good group of guys.
It's kind of interesting because Quentin Musty, who was drafted 26th overall, is from Buffalo. You're from Boston. He decided to sign a contract to play in the Ontario Hockey League, and that's a really different experience. Have you had much chance to spend any time with him to kind of compare notes?
Yeah, I'm with him a bunch. We talk about it all the time, and I'll let him tell you what he thinks he should have done. But, I mean, obviously he's doing an unreal job, and if he came to college, we probably would have won him on our team. That would have been pretty helpful.
Yeah, speaking of college, is that the idea of getting a degree still on your mind?
It is, definitely.
How will you do that? Will you do some classes in the summer? Will you be able to do that once you get things settled here?
Yeah, I'm still trying to, you know, when I move in and get settled here, I'm just going to, you know, do some remote classes and try to stay on top of it as much as I can.
What do you have to say to Sharks fans that are excited about all of the youth coming into the organization about what can be expected in the coming season?
We're trying to turn this thing around. Obviously, we got some pretty legit guys coming in, and obviously, we got Celebrini this year and a bunch of free agents, so we're pretty pumped.
We're looking forward to seeing you out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the Sharks' top pick in 2023 to the top pick in 2024, the number one overall pick, Macklin Celebrini, was next up with Dan.
It's a new era for San Jose Sharks hockey, and the number one pick overall in the National Hockey League entry draft, Macklin Celebrini, joins us after his very first day practicing as a San Jose Shark. What was the first day like?
It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. A lot of great players on the ice playing with and also role modeling us, so I really enjoyed it.
I wanted to ask you about that, the level of talent that you see on the ice surface. Obviously a little bit different in terms of the age of the players, since there are a number of guys that are younger than some of the guys you played with at BU, but what's your general take on what you saw out there?
I mean, some amazing, very talented players. It was fun to play with and against them, battle, compete. So, I mean, there's no surprise that there's some pretty special players here, though.
You've been asked this a million times before, but is it still a little strange to be a BU guy and have a BC guy, Will Smith, also out there with you, and now he's a teammate?
Yeah, no. Been battling against them for the last 4 years, I think. So to finally play with them and share the ice with them, it's a lot easier.
There are a couple of other guys on the ice, too, that you've known for a long time. Tell us about that if you can sort of recall it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I grew up with Carson Wetch. We played ever since we were kids together. So to go through the last couple of years together and then to finally be at an NHL camp together is pretty special.
Tell us about what your plan is for this development camp and for the summer.
Just trying to enjoy this development camp, get to know the people, and just trying to enjoy it as much as possible. And then the rest of the summer, just pretty much working out and training. So not much going on.
Well, you're even working on training on your own even after the scheduled practices, I hear. I hear you have your own training regimen that you have to do every day.
Yeah, it's just some injury prevention stuff, nothing too crazy.
I meant to ask you about that, too, because last season was a summer of rehab, really, for you before you went to BU. Is that what's affected and influenced you in terms of the way that you train?
Yes and no. It was an injury that could have happened to anyone, mm-hmm. So I'm trying not to look too much into it, but definitely a focal point and just trying to show me that, you can get injured and be out a couple months at any time, so just trying to prevent it as best as possible.
What level of comfort do you have that Mike Potenza, who is on your dad's staff with the Warriors, is now back with the San Jose Sharks, somebody you know pretty well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. It's pretty funny. I remember going into work even last summer and him being around, him talking hockey with me, and getting to know him pretty well. And then now, obviously, he got hired here, and I'm really excited to work with him.
Now, are you staying at home for this camp, or are you at the hotel?
I'm at the hotel. Yeah.
I expected you'd be at the hotel because the commute's not so good.
No, it's definitely not. No.
What's going to be the procedure for you to make a decision as to where you're going to be next year, whether you want to become a National Hockey League player this year with the Sharks organization or whether you want to go back to BU? How's that process going to work for you?
Just talk to my family, talk to my advisors, and talk to the Sharks organization as well and my coaches at BU, and kind of get a gauge for everything and then make a decision from there.
Safe to say you haven't decided yet, right?
Yeah, safe to say, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Bottom line for the future, what are your thoughts to the Sharks fans now as you get to your first development camp in?
Yeah, no, it was super cool, the support that they had here. And I just can't wait to get going. I've heard a lot of good things about them, so I'm excited to play in front of them.
Well, we had 17,000 people at SAP Center for the draft party, but also today, notice for a development camp, pretty good crowd, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely was.
Well, all the best to you. We really are excited to have you, Macklin, and have a great camp.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Colin Graf, the 2-time top 10 Hobey Baker finalist who signed an entry-level contract with the Sharks late last season, is in town and was next up to chat with Dan.
Development camp is underway here at Sharks Ice at San Jose, and it's a great pleasure to have right winger Colin Graf joining us. Colin, this is not new to you anymore. Now you know what it's all about, but your thoughts on your first day of dev camp?
Yeah, you know, it was fun. It was nice getting to meet a lot of new faces. Nice to be able to go out there and compete, have a lot of fun out there, work on some stuff. First day was good.
I want to talk to you about that because you obviously have a lot of new teammates you're going to have to get used to here, and the level of talent coming in seems to be very high. How are you enjoying the fact that the Sharks organization is bringing in all of these qualified players?
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, obviously, it's very exciting to play with a lot of good players, just to get that opportunity to try to compete with them and compete against them. It's really exciting because you know that they're going to make you better and you're going to make them better, and it's just going to make everyone better, so it's going to be good.
So you got the BC-BU connection coming in here. You got Will Smith from BC and Macklin Celebrini for this camp, at least for BU. How well do you know those guys? How much have you competed against them before?
Yeah, you know, I don't know Macklin very well. Just played against him once last year. Will played against him a couple times and played in the same 3-on-3 summer league last summer, and Thrunner's there too. So a little bit of Sharks Boston connection. Me and Thrunner on the same team. Maybe we'll try to work a trade to get Will on there too.
Yeah, that's the East Coast Bureau for San Jose Sharks fan base in Boston, New England area. How much did you learn last year coming to the NHL and actually getting a chance to play here?
Oh, so much. I think that just whether it be practice or a game or just the way the guys treat themselves away from the rink, like learn so much, like how to be a pro, like, and then in terms of like on the ice, like just the speed difference, like the pace of play, like as I said before, like stuff closes down quicker. Like you don't have a lot of time to make a play, so you got to be comfortable like making plays quickly. And I think that's just the biggest thing that I learned. I've been trying to work on that and try to make plays faster all summer.
I also remember your first couple of games in the NHL, you told me that you noticed how strong these guys are. How much stronger are you now, and how much have you worked on that since the season?
Yeah, you know, I've been working out a lot, trying to put on some weight for sure. I think that I've had maybe 10, 15 pounds since the end of the year. So I feel good, though. Like I'm trying to find that line between heavy and fast and quick out of the corner, stuff like that. So I think that I'm feeling good right now.
Can you imagine that Macklin Celebrini just turned 18 and Sam Dickinson, a teenager, just comes into his first development camp? Can you imagine yourself in that position?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I remember myself at 18. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really impressive what they've done. I think that they're both really good players.
What are your goals for the summer, and what have the coaches told you so far and the management about what they want you to do?
Yeah, I think that my goals for the summer are sort of just trying to be as ready for training camp as I can be. I'd say that just trying to be get a little faster, get a little stronger, as I said before, get a little more comfortable making those plays, just so when training camp comes around that I'm trying to I can be at my best. And I'd say for as the management, as the coaches, sort of the same stuff. Like that's what I got to work on, and then see how I do at training camp.
And has this development camp been a really positive opportunity for you to just to get to know some new people?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You know, anytime you can meet some people that you'll be playing with, then it's obviously rather go into training camp knowing a couple more people than not. So it's really exciting.
Well, we're excited to have you, and to keep up the great work, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's been a fun week so far. Looking forward to the rest of it.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for continued coverage of Dev Camp, culminating in the prospect scrimmage coming up on July 4th, which will be broadcast live right here on the Sharks Audio Network again, 11:30 in the morning on the 4th of July. For the San Jose Sharks and Dan Rusinowski, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.